YouTubers that started a podcast. It's called Full Coverage.
Not so just what we do. Go Toros!
That's our new intro.
I'm scared if that's our new intro, to be honest.
Guys, welcome to Full Coverage.
Hi, you guys. Welcome back to your favorite pod, Full Coverage.
The podcast with over 100,000 subscribers just on YouTube alone.
It changes lives.
It changes lives. We're talking about
the
pop culture.
The podcast that changes lives.
The podcast that changes lives every single day.
Oh my God, was that like Minnesota?
It might have been in Minnesota.
Wait, that's... I didn't know you could do that.
I didn't know I could do that.
That's actually kind of low-key impressive. I can't do Minnesota.
Some days I'm Kourtney Kardashian.
Most days.
Some days I'm Laura. Some days I'm from Minnesota.
And that's okay.
And that's okay.
And we all have different facets of our personality, and that's fine.
And that's okay.
And that's just okay. And you guys, today, you know what we're going to do?
What we're going to do,
maybe? We're going to do the content creator tag.
This is the world-famous content creator tag.
Shout out to Ali Dawson, because I saw this. She did a video like this, and it's like literally a bunch of questions that content creators, like, it's a content creator confessions.
Who started it?
I have no fucking
idea.
Shout out to Ali, we saw you do it.
It was her video that we saw, but like there have been a lot of people that did this, and we don't know the creator, the actual. We try to do research to figure it out, but
yes,
it's like.
But it's a tag now. It's gotten to a point where it's like a tag.
And a lot of
and,
people,
like, people
have done
are doing it. So I'm like, okay, well, I saw Ali do it. So shout out to Ali. Go check out Ali's channel, and maybe she tagged the person.
Correct.
You know, but there's a bunch of questions that thought would be really, really fun to ask each other.
But first, we're going to start with our peak and
of course.
Peak of the week, Manny. Don't
as
get
we
ahead
should.
Of yourself.
As we Dylan. Should.
Okay, I'll start with my peak.
Okay.
I don't know what it is.
that's a gorgeous, glorious, beautiful, wonderful, iconic question.
That is.
That I don't know the answer to.
Let me think.
Because I also don't even know what my peak is, to be honest.
Let's pause for 2 seconds. We'll be right back. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in mm-hmm. your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
All right, we're back and I have my peak.
Me too.
I always make you start because I don't know what I'm going to say, but this time I was like, I'm going to start.
You have
this.
It this time. I know it. I feel it in you.
Okay, so I had like a insight from my book. By the way, so many of you guys DM me and hit me up and asked me what book I'm reading because I mentioned it in Gabriel's episode but never fully explained. Mm. So Jen Cesario, she's written 3 books. You Are a Badass. You Are a Badass at Making Money. And the third one is Bad Habits. You're a Badass. It's like Bad Habits. You just type in Jen Cesario Bad Habits on Amazon. It'll pop up. It's a purple book with yellow writing. Mm. So I'm reading the third one. I've read all of them. I'm obsessed. And so, okay. So here's the thing where people confuse Virgos and like me. Clean, organized people and perfectionists. Two different things. Just because I'm clean and organized and I enjoy being clean and organized doesn't mean I'm a perfectionist. So like, for instance, I was cleaning out my closet and like my hangers are different colors. I'm not a perfectionist. That doesn't bother me. What bothers me is a disorganized closet. So mm-hmm. I had a couple people write me or like, wow, those hangers really bother me. How can mm-hmm. you like leave them like that? And I'm like, honestly, I'm not a perfectionist. So
I wouldn't even say this. I feel like that's more like OCD actually.
It is, but it's like also like wanting things to be perfect to bring you comfort, I would say.
Okay, you know what's so great? So like, I love that you're talking about this because last night I just saw this TikTok about people that are perfectionists mm-hmm. and what it actually means to be perfectionist. So I want you to tell your point.
Yeah.
And I want to see like if the TikTok also like correlates it.
I feel like people confuse me with a perfectionist.
Totally. I mean, absolutely, often. But you're organized.
And everybody has like different OCD and things totally. That bother them or could potentially trigger them. But again, that doesn't mean that like it bothers me. You know what right, I mean? Totally. Like I kind of get hounded on it a bit uh-huh. and I'm like, dude.
That's strange. I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's because I post a lot of cleaning and a lot of, I share a lot more of my home. Yeah. If I shared less, I would get less feedback on yeah. that, but mm-hmm. I share a lot. So I share, so I get back. Anyways, so I'm like, I've never been a perfectionist. I've always been more of the mentality of get it done to the best of your ability and then put it out there. Don't wait for it to be perfect. No matter what you're working on, no matter what career you're starting, like don't wait for it to be perfect. And like that's kind of how I've always done things, but I've mm-hmm. always challenged myself with like, you should do it perfectly. Like, cause yes. there's so many creators that are like, oh, I'm a perfectionist. I just can't. Mm-hmm. So I'm reading my book the other night and I've always like kind of like gotten onto myself for not being a perfectionist. Cause I just think that's some people's standards. So then you like inflict it on yourself and you're like, well, that 100%. Should be my standard.
Yep.
It's just not mine. And it talks about how perfectionism is a form of procrastination.
Ooh. Okay.
So she talks about basically how people don't want criticism, so they perfect things to avoid the criticism.
This is the exact TikTok I watched.
Yeah.
It literally was about perfectionists. And it triggered me, honestly, because it was my entire childhood. So yeah. I'll show you. I'm gonna play the TikTok for you.
Yeah.
When we're done with this, like I'm gonna play it on the pod, just because I'm so like intrigued by this. Like yeah. I love like, it's that very, you brought this
it,
up.
It was really insightful for me because mm-hmm. it was the first time, pretty much in my life, that I felt like I'm not doing something wrong mm-hmm. and that it's okay that things aren't perfect. And I've always like felt like they were okay, but then there's always that like. Thought that comes up and goes, no, you didn't do it good
it's
enough.
Not good
this
enough.
Isn't perfect and you know it's not perfect, so you never should have posted it. And like honestly, it's not a good way of thinking.
No, oh my God. It's not like, good. It's actually like does the complete opposite of what you think it's doing.
Yeah, it does the opposite of what you think it's doing. Mm-hmm. It's a form of procrastination that people also use as a way of not getting things done.
It's also a, what's it called? A safety net.
It's a safety net.
Which I did not know.
It's a safety net. It hides you from criticism. So mm-hmm. as I started the conversation, remember when I said when people would comment and come at me and be like, yes. oh, I hate that you did it this way, or this would bother me so much, girl. I just could never leave it like that. Like mm-hmm. leave comments like that. And it's just like, why would you comment that on my thing? Because I'm getting criticism.
Exactly.
And I'm getting criticism because I wasn't perfect. And I put myself out there in a non-perfect way, which is why people are perfectionists because they don't want that kind of feedback because mm-hmm. it sucks to get that because like for instance I spent probably 8 hours on my closet and the top comments like your hangers don't match it triggers me for you for
but that's person, not even it's, that's not like what does that have to do with anything it's literally just like it's a hanger
and I think that person might have OCD and like that's definitely. Okay but it's like
but they're imposing
that's
it on
what
you
get for not being perfect
yes
like
but
that's
it's imposing
what you
it
get
on you.
It's imposing that on me and yeah. it's like that has nothing to do with me so my point is try to avoid perfectionism
yeah
because we're human beings and we're not meant to be perfect mm-hmm. our content's not meant to be perfect. Maybe you know what the more people should actually appreciate me showing you know, matching hangers because it's real.
Yes.
It's real. Reality. It's this not is like reality.
Some crazy ass insane curated fake thing.
This is real. So it's like, if anything, we should be promoting when people don't post things instead of criticizing them when they don't post perfect things.
I completely agree. And I couldn't agree more. Okay, and I'm literally going to pull up this TikTok because it, like, deadass, I commented on it yesterday because it triggered me so much that I was like kind of shook by it. Okay. Perfectionism is a defense mechanism. Mm-hmm. Okay, ready?
I think perfectionism is something we don't understand very well. So what we think it is we think it's being our best selves. The opposite of perfectionism is striving for excellence or healthy striving. Perfectionism is actually a defense mechanism that says to us, hey, if you look perfect, do perfect, and accomplish perfect, you can avoid or minimize shame and judgment and blame. So perfectionism is not about striving for excellence or being our best selves. It's how we self-protect. So have you ever gotten that feeling when you're going to start something and you're like, oh God, this has got to be perfect? So I think the question to ask is, what am I afraid of? There's a great Aristotle quote. If you don't want to be criticized, do nothing, say nothing, be nothing. Most of us choose not to live that way. No one can contribute what you can contribute but you. I
think literally.
Like that, like I literally was like, oh my God. And the reason I commented on it is because that was like my whole childhood, right? Where I was a perfectionist because I was so ashamed of who I was deep down that I was so good at everything.
Criticism, I didn't want to face criticism,
so I covered it all with perfectionism, with straight A's and sports and being the perfect kid, because I was so ashamed of who I was deep down that when I heard that and like the way she spoke it, I was like, oh my God, like that really resonated with me, because I truly felt that I'm not a perfectionist anymore.
Yeah.
Like I used to be. I felt like I was so like by the book perfect at everything because I was so ashamed, but I'm not ashamed of myself anymore. So I'm not a perfectionist anymore.
I personally have never been a perfectionist. It's no one in my family, like no one around me. I just grew up in a home that just like everything was not perfect. And it was just like kind of like crazy. So like that was never just even a thought to be perfect or to do things perfectly or to put out content that's just perfectly curated.
Yep.
Like things are always a little more raw, a little more real. I feel I do my best that I can. I think it shows.
We always do the best we can.
But like, I've always, my whole life, have always beaten myself up a little bit for not being a perfectionist, because I see so many people around me tell me they're a perfectionist and make their stuff perfect. They're just avoiding criticism. And it is too, it's a form of procrastination that people use to procrastinate.
So and defense.
And defense. So it's a couple different things. You shouldn't strive to be perfect.
It's so crazy. Like I like just hearing that last night, it's just so insane that you brought that up. I was like, it really was meant to really resonate in my mind.
Yeah.
Cause I would like, I never would have thought that because I knew, like I knew I was a perfectionist growing up because I was, but I didn't know why I was such a perfectionist.
Right.
And then now as I've gone older, I've kind of deep dove into why. And like, this just reminded me a bit more. I was like, oh my God, it is because I was so ashamed of who I was.
Yeah.
And I would cover all that up with perfection.
I felt like I was like reading it and I just felt like a, oh my God, it's okay.
Yeah, it's like a breath of air.
I'm going to let all those thoughts go that creep in and tell me things aren't good enough.
Yes.
Or that are, you know, like this content should never be posted. Because like, I dog myself because of perfectionism. People have hounded it upon me. Because I get
that.
So much, you know, everyone gets criticism. Yeah. I don't get so much. Like it's not horrible for me. But when I do see criticism, all it does to me is make me go, oh, that wasn't good enough. You should have done better.
Yes.
But now I'm no longer going to look at it like that.
It's not even
about
doing better because it's literally just like, they want you to do something differently.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not even, you should be like, oh, you should have done that different.
Yeah.
But it's like, that your different isn't my different.
Right.
It's complete, it is, I guess, technically different. Everyone's different is different.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's like, their idea of perfection is not what your idea of perfection is.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's just like what it is. Everyone's opinion is so different.
Yeah.
That you can't like expect someone to think the way you think or do things the way you do things. So that's when you, disappointment sets in, perfectionism sets, all that kind of stuff.
So listen, if there's a message for my peak of the wit,
Peak of the wit, fuck yeah.
There you go, for perfectionism.
Yeah.
Don't strive to be perfect. Strive to be better. Don't wait to do something until it's perfect. Wait till it's good and you like it and you're happy with it.
Yeah.
And put it the fuck out there. And don't care about people's criticism. You got to be brave. You got to be brave. And
it's
do nothing, be nothing, say nothing if you don't want criticism.
Exactly.
Don't strive to be perfect.
You have to be nothing.
Strive to be better, not perfect.
That's what I love about this podcast. So I feel like this gives us like an outlet to be a little bit more like loosey goosey with our stuff too.
And like and say how we really
and
feel.
And say how I really feel about shit and just like
not sugarcoat it.
Yeah. I love to like be able to deep dive in shit and like talk about stuff. And I feel like it's like just a cool outlet for us. Like that we don't really ever get.
Yeah.
Or haven't gotten for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like kind of nice to feel like we can really just express however we want to express.
Exactly.
In a way that we want to.
And the way I say exactly, I won't change it. And I won't, no. I won't learn how to say it right.
No, I know. What was another thing that for me, like they say like, oh, Laura's exactly oh, no, and my.
Is it hone in?
Well, hone no, in for sure. No, there's a word but though. There's a specific word
that they want you to say correctly.
Literally maybe, or it's something like. I don't know. I don't
but
know what it is.
But we won't change it because we're not perfect.
Yeah, I'm like, it is what it is. I'm not going to like, also like, I'm literally like 31. Like, I don't care enough to like change like
it's over.
A random word. Like, yeah. Maybe I'm good. Like, I'm chilling. You know what, Manny?
You're exactly right.
Exactly.
You're exactly right.
I am exactly me.
You are exactly
I'm exactly
you.
This exactly
and I wouldn't have exact. You any other way.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I would say my peak is the fact that right now, technically it's Friday, so we're going to be going to Coachella.
Ooh!
We're going to Coachella weekend one. We're actually going with YouTube.
Oh my
YouTube
gosh.
Is like bringing us out. So if you guys see shorts on my channel, mind your business. mind your business is part of the requirements.
That has nothing to do with Coachella tickets.
It's part of my requirements for the tickets, so you guys mind your business and make shorts, okay?
Okay.
I'm actually just genuinely really, really excited to go.
Okay, I have a question. Mm. Do you think long form content such as YouTube videos are falling off due to the attention span that people have and then the addiction to TikTok?
I think that part of it is.
I do too.
But the thing is, that's weird. Is that like, why is TikTok adding longer form content?
I know. They're doing the opposite.
It's like they're doing like this like weird revolving door, like YouTube making shorts to keep up with TikTok and TikTok making it be able to be 10 minute long videos for TikTok to keep up with.
And then
YouTube.
Instagram's just a wreck.
Instagram's just a disaster. They're not even in the game, baby. They're not even in the running.
They
it's
left
literally
the chat.
TikTok and YouTube, and they're just going like this.
It is. It's TikTok and YouTube right now doing
playing
this.
Around.
But I'll tell you, like, it seems like TV has kind of made its way out. YouTube 100%. Is the long form content yes. that people watch. Yep. I know a lot of people watch TV, but I'm talking about a lot of youth, honestly.
100%.
Like, Gen Z watch a lot of YouTube for their TV. So mm-hmm. I feel like that's where they get in that long form content. But I do think because the amount of short content TikTok provides is endless.
Yeah.
So I think it competes.
It's not even that. I actually do think that can be kind of a detriment, to be honest.
Absolutely.
I think that as we get older, because the thing is, it's going to create like issues.
We have.
I really do think
the
so.
The average like the attention span has a 6 second attention span. It's 6 seconds right now.
Ma'am.
So if you want your content to go viral, don't make it longer than 6 seconds.
Like
I told you here first.
That's crazy though. Like that's not normal. It's not human. That's
good.
Very insane. It's not good. Like I think that social media like has like caused like issues, especially yeah. like short form stuff where it's like if you're not catching someone's attention immediately, it doesn't work. And that's not real. Like that's not real life.
So it's making us more impatient for one.
Yeah, it's making
it's
us impatient
more
as people.
Want things. So because you get online social media with like being able to get endless content so quickly and read and get into mm-hmm. stuff so quickly, I had a life coach tell me that it's like a dopamine hit.
Yes.
It's an addiction and like getting that gratification so quickly is equivalent to like getting that dopamine hit up here.
Quick hit.
And that's why we're so addicted because the gratification is instant.
It's dangerous. Yeah, it's really, I mean, it just sucks. Like we, like as creators, we have to kind of keep up with the Joneses and we yes. do upload on TikTok and we do all these things that we're part of.
I love
creating
TikTok.
Content. I love it too.
I love TikTok.
But it's because it's that dopamine rush and that dopamine hit that we get. But
I'm
the thing
addicted.
Is, we're, me too. I'm but the totally gag addicted. Is like, we're a little bit older.
Yeah.
And we like have learned patience and we've learned all these things along the way and we have patience and stuff like that. I mean, I'm not the most patient person ever.
No,
Come on, like we're adults. Like,
I don't
see
you acting a fool ever.
Oh no,
you
know what I mean. I'm definitely not a fucking psychopath. But like, I feel like with the youth, I feel like it's a little scarier because it's like when our brain is fully formed, honey.
So it's the size of it. What it is that I did not grow up with this stuff.
I can't even express it enough, actually.
And the craziest thing is the youth and younger people, they'll never know what it's like to live like truly without it. I mean, I'm sure few and far between will not have it in their lives, mm-hmm. but the majority will not know. Especially
babies getting iPads, dude. Babies are on iPads. So like, oh my God. And like, listen, I'm not saying that like, it's bad parenting or anything like that. Like, you do what you got to do as a parent.
My baby
for sure.
is getting an iPad
Mine
immediately out of the way.
But that's like literally like what it is now. Yeah. That's what we're trying to say is that like it's just so vastly different than what. For me, like my parents would entertain me with like an aspirin bottle. They would shake it and I'd be like.
Yeah, right.
You know, that would be like my form of entertainment. Now it's like, again, that quicker form content where it's like, it's just different.
Yeah.
And so You know, it's just, I don't know, it's just going to be a different thing. I just worry a little bit more for, like, the youth because of their attention. Like, when they're in the development stages of life,
yeah, the most
I get
important.
Worried that I'm like, are you going to be more antisocial as you're older?
Probably.
Less patient when you're older? All this kind of things that kind of, like, adds into it.
Dangerous times. That went deep. Well, we're going to take a break.
Okay, before our pits.
Before the pits.
Before the pit of doom.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Now it's pit time.
Bum, bum, bum,
pit time, pit time.
You go first.
No, you go first. Okay. You did peak, and I did peak, and now
my pit's not bad, but let's talk about it.
Might as well.
Okay, so I have these absolutely beautiful creatures. They're called ducks, and they fly in my pool.
I just love that it was such a, like, you know, embellishment of a duck.
You know, I have to embellish.
You really embellished a duck, okay?
I have to embellish. Mm-hmm. So I have these ducks, and they come flying in my pool multiple times a day, I would say. And my cat, like, doesn't... The duck is as big as my cat. My cat can never kill the duck if it wanted to.
Yeah.
But it, like, stalks it around the pool, and luckily, she kind of, like, runs it off. And yeah. I say luckily because at first when they started doing it, I would go put my cats inside, and I wanted them to
you're
stay.
You're like, baby, you're so cute.
But my pool person was like, hey, you don't want these ducks. I'm like, oh my God, why not? I want all the ducks at my house. And they're like, they will literally turn your house into a zoo. Like, cause she keeps like rescues ducks and stuff. Like rescues like raccoons, ducks, and like all the animals that are found. She has a lot of land. So like anything that's found like in a suburban area, she'll take it and save it. So it's really sweet. But she's like, you don't want ducks. She has a ton of them, by the way. She has a pond. She was like, one, they'll shit everywhere, which, by the way, their poo-poos are not little bird poopies. They're fat dumps.
Moomies and poopies?
They're mimmies and poopies. Mimmies and poopies are moomies in my pool. Poopies? And they're big and they poop all over the sidewalk. Dude, and I'm talking like a fat dump. Like they're not like little squirts, okay?
It's like a nugget.
It's like, wait, Ty, can we get the sound? It's a...
I love the sound bites.
Guys, that's my sound bite. So they get all over the sidewalk. And then basically she was like, if they lay the eggs in your backyard, which is what they're trying to find a space to do. She was like, it's over.
It's because doomed. You're doomed.
You're going to have those ducklings and you got cats. And she's like, it's a nightmare. She she was like, my cat has already, let me tell you, I was peeing in my spare bathroom, powder room downstairs. A baby duck walked past me like 2 years ago. A yellow baby duck.
You are literally lying to me right now. This. Across your bathroom?
When I tell you, I thought I was like...
Hallucinating?
Hallucinations.
What was in that tea?
Honey!
What the fuck?
My cat picked it off.
It just pitter-pattered its little... like.
My cat literally picked off the baby duck from its litter, if you will. I don't know what they are, ducklings. I don't know.
Yeah, like the little, the line.
Peach, she picked it off and brought it inside. Luckily, she didn't hurt it at all.
She just picked up and put it in.
And put it in. They do that sometimes. A lot of times my cats don't hurt the creature. A lot of times just, they do.
Yeah, totally.
This one she didn't. So we immediately were like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. So we didn't touch the duck because we realized we were hoping we could find the mom.
Of course.
And deliver it back to its mom, but we couldn't. The mom, there was no ducklings around. I have no idea where she got this duck, by the way. But anyways, we put it in the pool. We gave it a little ramp so it could get out of the pool. And we're like, what do? We found a wildlife club. We drove it an hour up into the Malibu Mountains without touching it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was so hard because we didn't want to put our scent on it. So yes. We were like, ugh. And then we gave it to a rescue center.
Yeah.
It took an entire day out of our life. So imagine if we had ducklings in our backyard.
There's just no way.
It's not happening.
The thing is, I honestly, like, you know what's crazy? Is, like, I would feel like, I don't know why in my head, like, ducklings are just, like, so cute.
Oh, they're so cute.
I would feel, like, worse about, like, a duckling getting hurt than, like, a regular bird.
Yeah.
You know? Just absolutely. Just, like, a duckling.
Just, like, people put baby on board on their car. Because, like, people would feel worse if something happened for a baby versus, which the thing is, I have to let everyone know, I wasn't planning on ramming your car.
Of course not.
Before I knew you had the baby. But that makes
it, like, there's almost, like, more guilt attached to it in a weird way.
Don't get close, there's a baby. You know, it's kind of like, because we care more about young.
The little ones.
So my pool lady is basically like, anytime you see a duck in your pool, run it out. Like, just get it out. Shoo it away because she was like, you're going to have a mess on your hands. And she's like, I'm going to have to come rescue all this shit
over the pool.
I already have shit everywhere. They fly in there, immediately take a dump. Like,
oh, fuck. We just got in. It's a long flight. Goddamn. Where's my little thing that you put your legs on?
Like,
what's that called? Where's my squatty body?
They're like, there's the community toilet.
There it is.
My pool. They're huge.
It's dropping logs. They're dropping bombs and logs. Yeah. Absolutely.
So that's my trauma of the week.
Love it. Love your trauma of the
week.
My trauma. You know what my trauma of the week? Not even trauma. It's just like my like pit.
I know, man. Trauma. Like, I kind of need to stop.
The fucking. So I stopped talking to the guy I was talking to. I know, from the East Coast. We just ended things like literally yesterday.
I already knew. I was just being dramatic.
I know you were. You literally already fucking knew. But I was gonna tell you guys because I was keeping the full fam informed. Mm-hmm. So we just stopped talking because it's not even the fact that like I don't like him anymore. He doesn't like me. I think it's like the distance thing.
It's hard.
He lives on the East Coast. I live on the West Coast.
Like it's hard because you guys don't know each other.
We can't know each other because we can't experience things together. We can't, like, that's, I think that experience is the cornerstone of any relationship. Mm-hmm. It's, like, doing things with them.
I agree.
And, like, my mind, like, I feel like that's what I envision is that, like, when I'm doing stuff with you, then we can, like, experience things. And that's how we grow as, like, a relationship, a couple, a friendship, anything. Like, doing things with your friends, doing things with people that you love, that's what bonds you.
Yeah.
It's not just texting.
You can't.
It's not FaceTiming. It's, like, you need more than that.
You can't.
At least I do. I need, personally, I need more
than
that.
You're a millennial.
I'm a millennial.
You need a real connection.
I'm Gen Z, actually.
He's
weird.
Out here trying it.
That's weird because I'm actually Gen Z.
Pump the brakes. I'm gonna pump them.
That's really weird because I'm actually 21.
Are you? Hmm. Oh my God.
But no. So we just had the conversation yesterday, and just like, you know what? I feel like if he's in the city and lives here, great. If I lived in East Coast, great. Maybe mm-hmm. it could happen in the future. We didn't completely close it off forever, but we just kind of, you know, officially kind of like stopped talking, like not dating anymore. But we were for like 2.5 months.
Well,
we're like talking like for a good bit, and I really, really, really like them, of course.
Well, but we'll see what the future holds, because I mean, maybe he'll come to LA. No,
maybe, yeah, maybe like if he moves to LA,
would you open the conversation?
Because he did leave here.
Would you open the conversation back up if he moves here?
I think so.
Yeah,
I really do. I think that obviously depending on where we were, like if he wasn't dating something and I wasn't dating someone, then I definitely would love to reopen that conversation, because we did have such fun together and we had a great time together and I'm attracted to him and all that stuff. So I feel like it like really does, like it would be such a great, perfect little niche. Cause the thing is, I can't fly to New York all the time. I'm busy as fuck. Mm-hmm. He has a job. He's busy as fuck too. Like we can't like just constantly like steal these moments.
Yeah.
Like we need more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, especially in the beginning
More. After you guys had a bunch of experiences,
totally,
really gotten to know each other, gotten really close, and yes, then maybe something long distance.
For sure.
Could definitely.
But we don't have that like yet. So it's like,
so I think early on.
It's too early on. So I think we're just kind of calling it on pause for now. And so we're just kind of, you know, doing our separate thing.
Wow.
So that's kind of my pit.
That is a pit. That sucks, but I'm proud of you for having the relationship.
Yeah, the experience.
And the experience and meeting him and continuing onward.
I'm glad that we both like went for it. I really am.
Literally inching. Oh my God, I think I have a bug bite on my boob.
No, you don't.
It hurts. Something bit me.
Right now?
Yeah.
Laura, is there some mosquitoes in here?
Manny's phobia is bug bites.
Especially mosquitoes. I'm allergic.
He'll be whelping up. I don't think it's a skeeter.
Then what is it, Laura? Is it a tick?
Probably, honestly.
Is it a flea?
It's probably a flea.
Is it lice?
It's a spider. Guys, I got bit on my back by a spider.
Oh my God, you
do. Do you remember that?
Dude, yes. It had two little fang fucking things.
And I had the biggest knot ever on my back for probably like a month or two. Like the biggest knot on my back from the spider bite.
A
big nodule. Definitely should have went to a doctor. Ugh. I did not go.
She didn't go. She's not, I feel like you're not even the type that's like going to go to the doctor for anything.
No.
Laura's like, won't even take Tylenol. Like, she's like that girl. No, I
don't
even.
I'm like, don't do anything.
Is this a Virgo? The guy I was dating is a Virgo.
Is he the same way?
They actually have the same birthday.
Oh, wait, say it.
That's a real gag. The fact that he had the same birthday as Laura, same exact day, like, is shocking to me, one.
That freaked me out.
That freaked me out, too. But he's like, I'm not taking Tylenol. I'm taking none of that shit. And I'm like, why? Because my mom's like a nurse. So I grew up with like medicine and like, it's just so normal to me.
Of course, like go to the doctor.
Go to the doctor. Like it's all that's very, very like normal. And like I grew up with that. And I wanted to be a surgeon. Like I'm so used to that vibe. So whenever I meet people, I'm like, I'm always like, why not? Just what's going on?
What's going on?
Like literally it's what's going on. It's
me?
Shocking. I'm like, you're like, no.
We'll never know what's going on.
We'll never know because I'm never going to the doctor.
I'm not going.
But you know what's crazy? Because a lot of people are like that.
Though. I go to the gyno once a year.
Okay, but I feel like that's important.
And that's all you get.
It's once a year, right, that you go?
Mm-hmm.
That's like the vajayjay doctor, right?
For the pap smear, yeah.
What's a pap smear?
They check for cervical cancer.
Oh, okay, got it. Do they do a scrape?
Mm-hmm.
Laura.
Of my.
They scrape your cervix?
Uterus wall. Or no. Cervix. I don't even know
what.
Which
do they scrape?
Listen, I don't even know what they're scraping in there.
But there's a scrape.
I just know I want to get the F
out of
there.
Does it hurt when they do it?
It is pretty uncomfortable, but it's over quick.
It makes me want to grab my balls. It has nothing to do with like.
Gynos are really clever too, because what they do is they'll walk in the room.
My pee-pee twitched.
They'll be like, oh my God, how are you? And you're like, oh, good.
Yeah.
And they'll like, I think they put notes in your chart because they'll like pick up conversations and ask you questions and they never take a breath while they're doing it. And
you're not paying attention to
what's
happening.
You're like, whoa, it happens like so fast. They're smart.
But that's good though, because they want it to be as comfortable for you as possible because they know it's uncomfortable.
They're good. They're good at what they do.
I love that.
Yeah.
Should we get into the
questiones? Let's do it.
Should we get into the questions?
We have to take a break. I'm so tired of taking a break. I just want to talk.
Me too.
We'll be right back.
Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever. And it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century. And that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity drink mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FOOL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes. Okie dokie.
Oh yeah, I'm like literally taking a break.
Lauren's like this. Like with her hair on camera, looking at the camera, like
I went into another world.
She zoned out fully.
Zoned out, guys.
I'm so dead.
Oh.
Okay, so we have the content creator confessions tag questions. Question number one. How do you feel about the term influencer, and do you feel you are one?
I would prefer to be called content creator, but I don't really care. I've been called much worse than an influencer.
I have to. I've been called much worse for much longer.
If that's what you want to call me, all day.
For me, I honestly really don't care. Also like content creator more. I'll even take YouTuber over influencer.
Over influencer,
because
yeah.
I think influencer, the term itself, it's just kind of like...
Well, I'm not here just to influence you.
Totally. I'm like, just like sharing, not, you're sharing the life.
Yeah, that maybe it does influence you, but like that's totally, not that's always not my motive. So that's why
so it I makes prefer. It seem like there's almost like, it's like ulterior motives when someone's it called does. It just an influencer. It's like, oh, it's like ulterior motive-y kind of thing. And that's not what it is.
But just know if you call us that, we literally don't care.
But we don't care either. No. Like I'm not like, I don't pay attention to it enough. I'm like, okay, yeah. I'm used to right. it enough now that I don't really care. But when you really think about it, it's like, that's not all we do.
Yeah.
We're just people.
Just anyway,
how did you decide to become a content creator? How did you decide?
Someone I knew was hooking up a laptop to a TV, and this was 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And they were showing me how you can now do that. Like you can play the screen from your laptop on your TV with an HDMI cord. How cool, right? And so they just clicked on a YouTube video just to show me, just to be like, look, you can watch YouTube on your TV because you can have the screens together. And I was like, wow. And they just so happened to like click a Candy Johnson What's in My Bag video.
Oh my God, how cute.
And honey,
come on, Candy.
When I knew what I wanted to do for the rest of my life after I saw that video, it was done for.
Candy influenced you.
It was her What's in the Bag video from like 10, 11 years ago.
Dude, that's fucking
I knew
crazy.
Exactly what I wanted to do till the day I died.
Oh, I love that. For me, content creator wise, Mine was like more on a whim. It was all in secret. I felt like I was living a double-edged life.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. I was living the Hannah Montana life, and I was more so creating content online. I wasn't creating content to be like a content creator. I was literally just like showing what I did on Instagram because I was like, oh, I'm like already wearing makeup to work. Like, I'll take a photo and show what I'm wearing. Mm-hmm. And it developed into being a content creator. That's what I did full time. But I didn't have the intention of starting out being like, I'm going to be a content creator. Oh, I was just, Jesus Christ on a cracker.
I was trying to hold it in.
Let it out.
Sorry.
So yeah, so for me, it actually wasn't a plan. It literally was just kind of happened.
It just happened, honey.
Mm-hmm, it just happened. Okay, what's your experience with knowing other creators in life? Good or bad?
Both. I have met craziest people of my existence, and I've met some of the most inspiring people that have changed my life. Everybody's changed my
life. Thank you.
In one way or another.
Thank you. Thank you.
He's the crazy one I was talking about.
I'm actually the psychopath he's talking about. I'm forcing her to say all these things. I would say 100% both. I've met horrible people, mm-hmm. and I've met amazing, incredible, iconic people. So yeah. I think for me, it's like I've had both experiences. I will say I lean so much more on the positive, on the good,
for sure,
and then the bad. But I've definitely had both experiences for sure.
Agreed.
Do you accept sponsorships, and how do you feel about them?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. We're gonna take a break right now. As we're not sponsored.
We're like, no, we no, prefer not.
We would never. No, absolutely.
It's part of how we make money for a living, mm-hmm. and it is something you earn after doing this
for so long.
I feel like it's an amazing privilege we get to.
I think
work
it's a huge
brand.
Privilege.
Yeah, it's huge.
And I think that as long as you're disclosing it, as long as you're doing it for the right reasons and you've used the products you like and all that stuff, I think that there's nothing wrong with it at
number
all.
Number one, disclose, you know? Just, say it's sponsored if it's sponsored, because mm-hmm. I just always think then it's fair to your audience because they know why you're saying the talking points, like why you're doing that part of the video.
Absolutely. I think that's super, super important. I think as long as you're disclosing and I think
being fair with your audience
properly, mm-hmm. I think that's like the most important thing. And I think that if you are offered a sponsorship and you like the products, like the brand, fucking do it.
Fuck yeah, it's an amazing opportunity.
Absolutely, you should do that. You should take advantage of that, an opportunity like that. Mm-hmm. And as long as you're disclosing properly, fuck yeah, do it. Have you had an experience with a brand that left a bad taste in your mouth?
Yeah.
A million.
Yeah. Yeah.
One, I would say a gazillion.
I've had some trying times occasionally, and sometimes it'll be like the best brand ever, but they're so difficult to work with. And I can promise you this, I am not difficult to work with.
You're not.
I am not a diva.
No.
In this world.
I'm the same. I'm the exact same. Like, I'm not like, I'm like, mm-hmm. yo, just send me the talking points ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Let me know what you're wanting, what you're asking of me, so I can do that. Because the thing is, for me, a lot of the times brands will ask for a round of edits. They'll ask, they're allowed that. Absolutely. You know what I mean?
Of course.
But like we as creators want to know all that information ahead of time.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if I can make the content to the best of my ability and not have to go in and edit and reshoot, do anything, that's what I insist on.
I also think there's multiple times. I mean, listen, you always get a brief and stuff and like what they need from you, what the campaign's about.
Yep.
So you kind of know what you're getting yourself into before you get into it. Right. So it's fair game.
Absolutely.
But I feel like sometimes brands, they do these campaigns and they have no idea what they're doing.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm like, I could make this so great, you're not the content creator and you're not making the content and like you don't have the audience I do and I know like
what's gonna work.
What would come from me naturally.
Yes,
and
yes,
it's like brands are like have so much red tape and they want it to be sometimes so commercially and it's like, I respect that. I do, because I know they have red tape and I understand, but it's like, I also, as the actual creator, know how we can make this thing amazing.
The worst part is when they're like, read this verbatim.
Oh!
And I'm like,
yeah.
You're like, that's like always just the worst. For me, like, I don't, when it comes to like working with brands in that capacity, I think for me is like, I don't like to not be me, right?
You want
like
to say it in your own voice.
I want to say in the way of my own voice. I want to be able to curse if I want to curse. I understand where they're coming from. They want it to be more PC. I totally get that. It's branded work. I think just for me, I feel like it comes across more genuine. Mm-hmm. If I'm able to talk about it the way I want to and not talk about like, this has AHAs and this is why it's so good for you. You know, like I feel like, I'm like, yo, this made my skin fucking bomb because it had these AHA in it and it made me smooth as fuck.
Yeah.
I like saying that instead of saying like why AHAs work.
Yeah.
like that to me, because that makes more sense.
Right.
So I think things like that make it difficult as a creator, because you want it to be a certain way, but they want it a certain way as well. So it's a give and take.
It's a give and take.
It's absolutely a give and take. Okay. How do you deal with negative comments?
I think negative comments are a waste of time and no one should deal with them at all.
I agree. I literally have so many turned off words, so I don't have to deal with them.
Also, Mr. Beast is the largest YouTuber and most viewed YouTuber and most subscribed YouTuber. So largest YouTuber, I just quoted him. So
he said that?
He's right. Yes.
It's the truth.
That's what he had to say. So what he said, I said. Like, I am going to go to the top of the food chain here, and I'm going to repeat after him. And that's what I agree with completely.
I could not agree more. You don't have to deal with them.
Don't. They're a waste of your time.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Waste of your time.
Okay, let's see. What's your biggest pet peeve when it comes to comments? Same thing kind of applies.
I guess critiquing, I would say.
Yes, because we were just kind of talking about this
point.
Like, of how it's like, one, like different somebody, ways of life are a thing.
Yeah.
People have different lives.
Like I work so hard sometimes, and I get it. Like, people don't see that side of it. They don't, like, necessarily think of it that way. Mm-hmm. But it sucks, like, oh, that's all you thought is, like, it doesn't, it's not good. Like, that's all you have to say. Nothing else. Like nothing else.
Resonate.
Nothing else resonated. Like, looks great or.
Bro, it's actually, that's the worst. It was, like, when they take the one thing in the video that's, like, The one little thing.
In the 30 minute video.
God damn, Manny, that one hair on your shoulder was so distracting.
I couldn't even watch the video. I had to click off.
I'm like, you guys, please. Like, that. Those are definitely peppies of mine as well. Like, that's annoying.
But then you get these 99% of fucking amazing people. They keep me going.
Same here. Honestly, that really, it truly, like,
it's the
you guys
angels.
Don't even realize, like, even like on the pod comments, like, I like to read them. Like, I like to go in there and I love reading them. I love seeing the positive comments. And I love seeing you guys saying that this is the reason I even say your favorite podcast is because you guys say it's your favorite podcast. And
on
I
Friday.
Love that. And it makes me, like, genuinely happy as a person. And I love seeing those comments. And you guys don't even realize, like, how much, like, a comment can really, like, make us happy.
The full fam brings me a many joy.
It really does. That's why we fucking do this.
Yeah.
And, like, you guys we love are awesome. Doing it because you guys make us so happy. And, like, I genuinely love
like, so happy
it.
That, like, I want to show you our shelves and, everything. Because you're you to such take you a in part more. Of this.
You cursing on this channel?
Is shocking.
That's shocking for people. And I love that because it's, like, because for the full fam, it's, like, we're letting you in more on the pod channel than we do on our other channels because we feel like a closer connection.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because like, they're just like a little bit more like, they're just a little more oomph. It's almost as if it's like our Patreon.
Yeah.
Or it's our like little like sub thing, but it's free.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I really, really like it. Let's see. What is your favorite part about being a content creator?
Well, I kind of have two parts. I enjoy being able to be creative without like a boss above me telling me this is what you're making this week. Like that 100%. Creative freedom and that I get to continuously create and the connection with my subscribers.
For me, I would definitely say I agree with you both wholeheartedly on both those. For me, I would say it's definitely like the freedom of it, being able to also take care of my family and being able to help them like. When you are your own boss, the freedom that comes with it is so liberating. It's also very stressful. It's a different kind of stress. It's much different kind of stress than it is like a 9-to-5 because you know where the check's coming from constantly. It's like, you know what's going on. Whereas when you're on your boss, it's like, you're like, okay, we got to fucking hustle.
We got to
hustle. We got to make fucking shit work. We got to make it happen.
Out.
We have to figure it out. But there's a lot more good than bad.
Oh,
when it comes to being a content creator.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
What is your least favorite part about being a content creator?
Great question. I would say that being a content creator, you have to, in order to really do it well, I think you have to share so much of your life all the time consistently. Whereas celebrities act in their movies. They're not even showing who they are as a person in their movies. They're acting in a movie and then they do a couple of interviews. They don't share. They can be so private
and elusive.
So famous.
Yep.
So famous and so private.
Mm-hmm. Same with singers, like same thing.
You know, and for us, for content creators, we give it all. We give it all and we take every bit of that criticism back and the hate back and the opinions back. Whereas and a great example of that is Will Smith and Jada. That's an example of putting it out there like we have to. They put it out there. And that's an example of what it's like. It's horrible. Like,
creator.
Like look how they got treated after opening up about their relationship when they didn't have to.
Exactly.
I would
say that's why a lot of celebrities don't do it. Because they're even on a
they don't do it.
Because
they don't have to. They don't have to. We have to.
We do.
What's that for you?
Oh, for me, I would actually say I think the hard part being creative for me is the idea of never turning off.
Oh, yeah.
And that part kind of overwhelms me a little bit. It's because, yeah. When I worked my normal jobs, I always, knew that there was a time I would clock in and a time I would clock out. And I wouldn't think about work.
Not even a second.
I wouldn't
second
even think about it at all. Honey. Listen, don't get me wrong. I would not trade what I do now to go back to that. I want to keep that very clear. I think that what I do now is easier than working those jobs, because that was just a different kind of work, manually, physically, it was a different kind of work. Mm-hmm. But the idea that I am always going, and that's 24/7 where I'm I wake up, I think about it.
I don't even know how to turn it off.
No, me neither. I don't either. Because the thing is, if I'm not thinking about, let's say, content creating or being Manny Hemingway, I'm thinking about being the CEO of Lunar Beauty.
The brands.
I think about all that stuff. And I think about my family,
the
managers, work for Lunar Beauty.
The publicists, everything. The agents, the events.
It's never off.
The other influence. I mean, it is. It's never off.
When I go out to, when I go out to the club and I go out to the dinner and that, I'm always on. I'm always prepared. Because the thing is, I know, and I can tell people are video recording me. I don't want to ever be caught off guard in a weird way. I don't want let's say I want to have be an inhibitionist for one moment and go on the dance floor and just make out with a stranger. I don't really want that to be seen for everyone. You know what I mean? I've seen people recording me in the club. I've seen people recording me, and that part of it makes it slightly harder. And that's part where I'm okay, I'm always constantly aware of what's going on, so I'm never technically off, if that makes sense, unless I'm literally in my room, phone off, watching TV.
I try to think of the days whenever I would clock out of work and go out and get drunk with my girlfriends or do whatever, go live my life. I wouldn't even think of work for a second, but then try to be hey, remember, grass is always greener.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Don't get too caught up in those thoughts. It was such a bliss time for what it was, but be so grateful. You know what I mean?
It doesn't mean I'm not grateful.
I don't think you're not grateful.
No, totally. I think neither of us are ungrateful, but it is kind of really fascinating to see when you live this life and the way you do it. Let's say the amount of stress I had as a waiter is vastly lower.
Exactly.
But mind you, I was younger and I lived with my parents. I had less responsibility.
I didn't. I lived on my own.
And you know, I know, I know you did. But even still then, it was less stress.
Way less.
It was
I paid all my bills, car insurance. I mean, literally every, I did. I have been zero completely dependent from my parents.
Independent.
Since I was independent. I'm sorry. Independent from my parents since I was very young. And this is 20 million times more stressful.
It's just
than anything I've ever done.
Again, but this is also us. We're not we've live different life. If you've had difficulter times, I've seen comments that were oh, well, you guys don't know because we, I'm living paycheck to paycheck and da, da, da. And I'm no, I get that. I understand. If that's your struggle, I totally get it. But you have to understand too that we haven't lived that life. I have not. So I can only speak on my own personal experiences, because I do. And I see people comment oh, Manny, I can't relate to that. And I'm I can only live the life I live.
Right. What do you.
I can't be oh, yeah, I can't. I would never lie and be I live paycheck to paycheck too. I didn't live paycheck to paycheck. Yeah. I lived with my parents till I was 25. You know what I mean? To save up money to be able to go.
But it's you shouldn't.
But I shouldn't feel guilty about that.
You shouldn't feel bad. I just want to explain that. Yeah, I know, right?
You know,
but it feels some people don't want you to be stressed or complain.
Yeah, they want me to complain about my life right now.
Or they want you to say your life is perfect.
Yeah, but it's not.
It's not.
Had hard times. It's not I haven't.
Of course.
But I'm not. That doesn't negate the fact that there is not stressful time. I do stress sometimes.
Yes,
and
of course.
Go through the gigs nowadays more than I did back then.
Yes,
because I have much more stresses. I have much more worries in my mind. Mentally, I'm more stressed. Physically, I was more stressed back then.
Yeah,
mentally, I'm more stressed now.
Yeah,
and it's just a different kind of stress.
I feel that,
and that's just what it fucking is.
And both stresses
are
real,
and they're fucking real. Next question: do you edit your own content, and if so, do you enjoy it?
Yes and no.
Yes and no. What?
I edit some, I don't edit some.
Okay, got it. Yeah, you know, it's true. Yeah, you're
right.
And do you enjoy it when you do?
If I have an idea that I'm trying to execute, a specific one, I won't give it to my editor because I'm
you know what you want.
I know what I want. Yep. And I just need, it's a passion thing. I gotta
you feel it.
I'm filming certain things a certain way because I need it to turn out a certain way. Mm-hmm. Control thing too.
Totally.
But my editor for YouTube gets a lot of my content.
Absolutely.
What about you?
I don't edit any more of my YouTube content. I always edit my real stuff or my Instagram. So I always edit those things.
Yeah.
But I don't for YouTube anymore because I had gotten to the point where I was getting too overwhelmed and too stressed.
Totally.
And I was a lot of the battle with uploading a video was the editing process, because I could film for an hour to 2 hours, but then the edit process would take me like 6.
And you can't get videos up.
And I can't get videos up as fast. So I'm like, no, I'm be so drained from it. And even that, even now I could upload like 1 to 2 a week, and I'm like, that's my like fucking max right now, where I'm, I'm like overwhelmed at Same. That. So I can't imagine to the point where I was editing all myself.
Oh, there would never be videos going up.
Because there would never be videos going up, because I really couldn't do it. I would not have enough time in the days to be able to put that up. But I'm great. I'm so grateful for all the editors out there. And like, if you guys are editors out there, you're fucking amazing and you're fucking awesome.
Also, if you like editing, that is a career path.
And absolutely.
Especially in 2022, it's a very real career path.
It can be so elusive too.
Something to lucrative, think about. I mean.
If, not elusive. It could be lucrative.
It could be elusive too, depending on who you're editing for.
Yeah, totally. Okay, next question. So we're on question 11, and there's 17 total. So we have just about 6 or 7 more left.
Alrighty.
Where do you draw the line in regard to sharing on social media?
We were just talking about this.
I know.
How funny.
How crazy. I did not realize that was one of the next questions, because I had screenshotted it.
I have a lot of friend stuff that are, I have a lot of friends that are not influencers that you guys don't know about that I talk to regularly. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of family stuff that I don't talk about that's shocking. You guys don't know, because I know I've shared so much about my family. That's why I say shocking, because like I've put a lot out there, but you guys will be shocked at how much I don't put out there and won't put out there, and like how many people are so heavy in my life that you guys haven't even heard of. And I do that on purpose, because I need that for
you
me.
I need you.
That's me self-loving myself and those relationships, and just like that part of me that I need to not be on social media.
I would agree exactly in that end. And that's how it is for me. Same with my family stuff. The thing is, for my family, a lot of them don't want to be in my socials. Like my parents, my brothers, they don't really want to be on it. They don't want to really be shown on it. They don't really want it. They don't feel comfortable on it as much. I've been doing this for years. I'm comfortable about it. I know this is what I do for a living, but they don't. So I keep a lot of that stuff private. Same with a lot of my relationship stuff. Yeah. Keep a lot of that private. Because the thing is, for a long time on YouTube and on social media and all that stuff, I felt like you'd have to like show your friendships off.
Yeah.
To be like, oh, look, I am friends with them. Look, I swear, look, we're hanging out.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about that anymore. Like, I literally do not care. I'm like, I can have my relationships in the real life, and I can have my online relationships too. And it doesn't need to be intermingling all the time, or offline, online, things like that. I just want to make sure that the relationship that I'm with knows I care for them as a human being. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter to me if it's online or if it's offline.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, as long as it's, you know, a real friendship, like, that's what I really care about. So I think for me, it's about like showing that, like, if I feel the moment to snap a photo of us, sure. If I don't, then I don't.
I would say the only downside I see from not sharing more, I know people, they can't help but to assume, because all they have is what I've shown them. Like, totally. How can they assume anything else? Like, that's not fair. So, like, the only thing is, like, people, I think, assume, like, I only talk to people that are on social media. You know what I mean? When I have so much more of a life, I just don't share it, because like I cherish it as like my piece of me, my piece of privacy, I guess.
Absolutely. I think everyone needs like their own boundaries.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, everyone has like their own personal boundaries that they have. And a lot of people will, you know, share things. A lot of people won't. And like that, you have to respect people's boundaries in that way.
Totally.
Next question. Name one thing you wish you knew before you started out.
I'll let you start, because I'm taking over and I'm
I'm literally answering the exact same things. Name one thing you wish you knew before starting out. I think for me, I wish I would have known that it would have taken the amount of work it took.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could have been more prepared, because the thing is, for me, I didn't set out on social media to be a creator.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For me, I started, it kind of just happened.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't like prepared for it, because, you know, I wanted to be a surgeon. I wanted to do all these different things with my life, and it kind of got thrust upon me, and I ran with it, and I didn't like, you know, let the opportunity slide.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like my plan. It wasn't like my goal. I wasn't like planning on doing it. And I wish I would have been more prepared.
Yeah.
For what it could have been. Because the thing is, I was very sensitive. Like, I grew up extremely sensitive because of like, obviously growing up in the closet, all that kind of stuff. I would like hide a lot of my emotions, but I was very sensitive inside. And I think that being on social media, like in the beginning, it was really hard for me, because I was like, oh my God, these people fucking hate me. Or like, you know, in the beginning, especially like when I started 8, 9 years ago, the amount of hate comments I would get for being gay was
vastly
intense.
I remember.
Do you remember those comments?
Like you and Patrick and a couple of others.
All the boys, like the boys that were doing it.
It just wasn't really seen from mainstream beauty brands. And it was freaking
vicious. It was vicious from the people, from the comments, from the brands even. I would have, not vicious comments, but like the opportunities weren't there, right?
No, so they weren't.
It was just like such a different time. And I wish I would have known that things would have gotten easier and things would have gotten better. And I would have just been more prepared.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess at the end of the day, like, I don't regret any of it because it's made me who I am today. And I'm so grateful for the doors I've opened for myself and as for so many others. Mm-hmm. But I wish I could have been just a little bit more prepared.
Yeah.
For what it actually took. Yeah. I wasn't really prepared for it.
My God. What was the question?
I know. I know. No, I feel you.
What is something?
The question is, name one thing you wish you knew before you started out. Or when you were starting out, like when, before you started
I think
out,
I wish I just out. Like would have believed in myself way more. Yeah. I think I like, cause we kind of pioneered this thing out here mm-hmm. in LA. Like mm-hmm. I didn't know what I was doing. I was always hesitant, not 100% confident in myself. And I just wish like I just could have came in really quick, gave myself a quick hug and be like, hey, keep doing what you're doing.
It's gonna be fine.
Focus on yourself. Mm-hmm. You got it. You Absolutely. Got it. Like I wish, but you know what? Hindsight's 2020.
That's exactly how I feel. Hindsight's 2020.
And I wouldn't be the person I am today if I didn't get to experience every experience I have experienced.
Same. Okay, fucking Kylie and Kendall.
Three experiences in one.
Experiencing, this is the year of experiencing things while we're experiencing things. Uh-huh. Is there any change you'd like to make to your content in the future?
I don't know specifically, but I would like to keep going in the lifestyle route that I'm going. And mm-hmm. I would also like to, so for a while I feel like, humor was frowned upon and it kind of was.
I feel like in the beauty world it was
in
more
the beauty
so.
World. I've always felt like this, like I ain't trying to call myself an outcast for real.
Okay. I was just going to say not an outcast, but an outcast.
But what
an
would
outcast.
You call it?
No,
right?
I was going to say not an outcast, but an outcast.
But an outcast.
But like, it's more so black sheep, I would say. Yeah. Even like just a slightly different.
Because my content isn't baddie Instagrammer.
Yeah. It's just different vibes.
I loved humor and I still do, but now we have TikTok and suddenly.
Everyone's funny.
Everyone's funny. Everyone's and I'm like.
No, everyone swears they're funny. So no, okay, I'm just being shady. I'm just being shady now. No, but it's just funny because I do see that. I feel like I'm seeing more of yeah. like people, like especially like
I've
beauty
never
creators
been
coming out of their shell more.
I've never been scared to show my full personality Same. And be the that goofball way. That yeah. I am. But I have felt a hair bit outcasty because of it.
Judged
because of it in uh-huh. this industry. I really have.
100%.
Because of my goofy ass self.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've never let that stop me through of and through. Course. My content's goofy, but the way I've always felt is a little bit off. Now that we have TikTok, mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm about to be my dumbest self that I can be.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Like even more authentically yourself. Just like yeah. you show whatever the fuck you want to like, show, not being worried about anything.
I'm a dork.
Absolutely.
I am the dorkiest, crazy nutcase ever. And I hate pretending to be a badass, which I am a badass. But I just want to be
but
me.
Like, you don't, but you don't have to like want to always be the IG baddie model. Like that's not what you
want that.
Are. Like yeah. you're not just that. You're not just a hottie.
Yeah.
You're so much more than that. And that's kind of like what we're saying. Like, but in the beauty community for a long time, it was more so like you showed the beauty and you didn't show like what was behind the scenes.
Nope.
You didn't show like the inside.
But
whereas us as creators,
we
showed
did.
The inside more.
We did. So I've always felt. Just a hair bit outcasty.
Or just like judged.
Just
I
judge,
felt judged.
Judge.
I mean, even at events, like especially in the beginning, guys, I Same. Really was like, I feel like that's also why I like latched onto Laura, latched onto Patrick, latched onto like Nikita, Gabriel, all these
they
people.
They were all
that
personality
were all
driven.
Personality driven, less like beauty orientated. Not yeah. that they weren't beauty oriented, but they were like
More
so
personality.
Forward personality wise. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I stuck a lot with that because I felt like I saw something of myself in them. In a
Even
way.
Jackie Aina is another good example.
Oh, absolutely.
Huge personality
Humor,
driven.
Funny as fuck.
Funny as fuck.
It's like, it was very, but I think, again, because we, when I started out, I was like, right out the gate, I was cursing. Like, I yeah. was like, I'm going to be me. I don't give a fuck what you guys say. I'm the gay bitch next door. Like, what's up?
I was really goofy.
And you were
still
goofy.
Am.
And,
me,
and
still
you still
am.
Are. You still are. But, like, it's just funny because that's not what it was in the beginning.
And then that was just, yeah.
And now
we were
everyone's like, I'm goofy. I'm
I
quirky.
I do feel like it pushed us together.
I 100% think
it
that was.
It was the personality.
Do you remember when, like,
content.
People thought we were, like, the, like, shady, mean group? Not even, like, the mean group, but we were, like, the prissy ones. When literally we were just the outcasts trying to come together.
Literally.
And, like, that's the gag. People, like, really thought that we were the mean girls group.
Yeah.
And we dead ass were just like, we felt outcasted from everyone
so
for so
we
long.
Came
together. That we came together just to like have
Nikita
a safe
Dragon, me, you, and Gabriel mm-hmm. Zamora. Mm-hmm. Yes.
We literally were just like
together.
Glue, just because we had felt like in our way we're ostracized from other people in the community.
Right.
For so long.
We weren't sickening enough.
Exact. I just felt I'm like, oh my
That's
God.
Just
I'm
what just, it like, was.
It's just, I felt so different.
That's
I just
what
so
it was.
Everyone else.
Yes.
And that's just what it was. And that's, I mean, I'm speaking for me and Laura, obviously, like they can speak for themselves, but uh-huh. that's like how we had felt at the time was very like, yo, I feel like I just needed to be
like, we didn't fit in
our own little bubble.
And honey, I was freaked out by it.
And we were safe because we knew each other. We understood each other's vibes. We understood each other's humor, all that stuff. And that's like what
really
I wanted.
We made funny content together.
Made fucking hilarious content together. And I loved it. Yeah, I loved that kind of content.
Me too.
But yeah, that's why I would definitely, I don't even know what that was when the question. Oh, that's the changing what you like to make in your content. I don't know how we got to there. We trailed. But for me, I would also like to go into the more lifestyle stuff.
What just happened?
I blacked out. Laura, we blacked out. We blacked out. For me, I would also like just kind of go in that same vibe. Like, I like to do, like, you know, like lifestyle stuff out. Like, we're going shopping together or even like Paul's vault, like things like that. I think it's really cute. And I do like to kind of teeter on that. But I also still enjoy loving to do like testing new makeup out. And I still like doing that.
A mix.
But I also want to do, I want to do more of a mix as well. So I really, really enjoy it. Okay. What company collab is your dream?
Dr. Pepper.
Oh, 100%.
Someone tell them.
Like it's time. I think that you need to have a glowy taste.
Dr. Pepper took me on a trip with some other people to like fly in a zero gravity plane where literally they shot a plane straight up in the sky and let it drop out of the sky. So therefore we float.
Zero gravity.
I can't remember how many times we did it. I want to say like 20 times.
That's freaky as fuck, Loki.
I didn't care. I'm the type, I'm a bit of a daredevil. Like I'm literally, I don't care. I'll do it. Like I just don't care. Sure.
She'll like go in the ocean.
Literally don't care.
And that, like, to me, that's shocking. But like, that's like so normal. It's like everyone else like watching.
I'm
like,
also from the South though. And Southern girls, I'm looking at you. Like, you're just kind of raised to be
God. Did you see that girl that like will stick her fucking hand in the mud and there's a fucking fish?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah,
there's a fish that's like,
that's like a type of fishing.
That's like a mud fishing.
Have you seen the girl on TikTok who literally lifts up rocks and picks up snakes by her hands?
That's not the kind of content that's being shown to me.
That's where I'm drawing the line.
For me, my like dream collab would be something like really sickening, like a crazy brand, like Cartier, Balmain.
Oh.
Like something like in that line where it's like a not makeup, because I have my own makeup line. Like I don't really want to do makeup collabs anymore. So for me, it would be like some like high-end clothing, high-end fragrance, high-end jewelry. Would be
something
like some kind
big,
of
big,
something
baby.
Big and dope and cool. Sick. Or like Lady Gaga. That
honestly,
too, dream collab. Because it's like, look, that's a dream collab.
That's a dream collab. Like Seth Rogen. If we're missing Seth, if Seth Rogen doesn't, let me tell you, I've been
manifesting it.
There's
going
to be, it may be something small, maybe something big. I don't know, but me and Seth are going to collide in a way. It may be when I'm 50, it may be when I'm 60, it may be next year, it may be next week. It's going to happen.
I agree. It's going to happen.
And I don't know what it is, but it's going to happen.
You're going to collide.
Me and
it is what it is.
Seth Rogen follows me on Instagram. Just gonna throw it out
that
there.
That in itself is like really kind.
My manager texts me like last year. She goes, "By the way, did you know Seth was following?"
You're like, "I sure did."
I was like, "I did."
I knew wholeheartedly.
Immediately, I knew.
You're like, "Uh huh."
I woke up in the middle of the night like this.
You got you.
I
shook
felt
your
it.
Core.
I was like,
yep. The wind is stronger right now. It's 3 a.m.
And I was like,
"It's
this.
The witching hour." What's going on?
Me DMing him.
Hey, sweetie, I saw you followed me. I love it.
By the way, this is not a hot obsession I have.
Oh, no, it's like...
I just like his work.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
you're trying to say because like, you're married.
It's not sexual, I guess.
No. Because he's like honestly a comedic genius.
Yeah, he's a comedic genius.
And he's, like,
I just like his
really
comedy.
Cool. He's really funny. I wish I'd like pan to Tyler at that moment and be like... Three more questions.
Alrighty.
Okay. What other creators do you admire / want to work with? That's a gorgeous question.
Let me think about that. I'm sure there's... Oh, you want to know who my... What, let me tell y'all this then. How about my favorite... One of my favorite female TikTokers? Erica Priscilla.
That. Oh my God, yes.
Erica Priscilla... I love you. And I watch every one of your TikToks.
I just commented on TikTok.
We follow
right
each
now.
Other. But I'm, wait, listen, I am manifesting for you. You're going to be in on SNL.
Yes.
SNL is miss. Every episode they post without you as a part of their cast is a huge
it's
loss.
A miss. It's a miss.
It's a loss. You deserve your moment. Like, I don't even know if she wants to be on SNL.
Come in.
Come on. Join in. She is the funniest
her.
Girl in the world, and she's good at what she does.
And she follows you too?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, she follows me too. I'm like, does she want to come on the pod?
Honestly, Erica, just call me.
Do you want to come on to the
DM pod? DM me, hit me up, come on the pod. Join in!
I would literally die.
I would die. I love her.
For me, do you know who I want to glam just for fun because she's my friend? Brittany Broski. Because I feel like I'm like, girl, let me glam you.
Talk about a funny one.
It'd be really funny. It'd be really fun. I just honestly, I love Brittany. Like, I literally just genuinely love her. And we like chat here and there.
I've never got to meet her before, but.
You would literally live for her.
Oh, I know I would. You would love her. You guys are like
a build from the same cloth, if you will.
We are. I feel like we are.
I really, like knowing you both, and I do, I feel that wholeheartedly. 1,000,000%. And she's a glam girl.
She is a glam girl.
She'll
put a lash on.
Like, she's full. Like, she will. She'll do a wing.
She'll do a lash.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I like this question. The last two are kind of funny. We have, what kind of content do you hate?
I do have content I hate. Let me think about it. Let me think about it.
I know I do too.
Okay, do you want to know something that gets on my nerves within content? Mm. Can't say I'm not guilty of it myself. I am.
We all do.
When someone posts a video on a topic and they won't get to the effing topic that the video is about. I don't care about everything else in the world. Mm-hmm. Just get to the point.
Why is that us in our podcast? That you fit?
They're like, yeah, that's they're what like, we experience like, yeah, every
that's
week.
That's literally us. We want you to get to it.
Like, it'll be like, oh, shopping haul from this place. 4 minutes in.
Got it. I see what you're saying.
We're getting close into the shop. It's like,
you're like, go, 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 go. But again, could that be the short attention span from TikTok's doing?
Definitely could be.
I think it could be because I feel like it's like, again, it's like that lack of like patience almost where it's like.
I like when I click a video and what they say the video is about.
It's starting.
That's what I like. What do you hate?
So many things. I'm just kidding.
I know.
Like, you're like, God,
I'm
damn.
Like, no, I know things get on my nerves when I watch YouTube videos. So I was like trying to think of
what
one.
It is that gets on my actual
nerves. I know that's
nerves.
One that irks me.
Fuck me. What do I actually hate when I see content wise? Oh, do you know what kind of gets on my nerves? I'm not saying I fucking hate it. Like, I don't care enough to hate it.
Right.
When I know someone in real life and they're vastly different from their online persona is lightly annoying to me.
Yeah.
I can't help it. Like, if I know you in real life and you're like this down ass bitch who's like saying this, that, and the other, and then online you're like, hey y'all, welcome back to my like super, super PC, like extra PC beyond.
That ain't you.
I'm like, I just don't like it.
Yeah.
To me,
it feels disingenuous.
It seems disingenuous. It seems kind of phony, especially because I know them in real life. I'm just kind of like,
girl, that's not how you talk.
That's not how you talk. The thing is, also, it would be different. Like, I understand being PC, but being yourself. Like, I get that.
Totally.
Like, I will, like, for example, sometimes in sponsorships, they're like, you can't cuss in the video. I'm like, okay. I'll be myself.
Yeah.
I'm being PC, but I'm still being me.
Right.
But when I see someone that's completely, vastly different online than how they are in real life, it's kind of jarring.
Yeah, it's jarring.
It's a little like, wait, how are you doing this? Like, are you acting the entire time? Like, I don't get it.
Right.
So I think that would be something for me, like, that's a pet peeve of mine, because I think it's kind of strange.
I get that. I feel that.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a little, it kind of gives off a little disingenuous vibes, and I'm just kind of like,
what's going on?
Okay, and last but not least, you guys, we have you ever had to deal with cancel culture? And if so, how?
Literally never.
Never.
We've been so blessed that.
Not in one scandal.
Not a one.
I honestly, I'm trying to count and I couldn't even do it on one finger with how many scandals we've been in.
Honestly, not on one finger. Not on one finger. Mm-mm,
not on one dadgum finger.
Well, guys, that's it for this episode. Our palate is clear.
We are just
so blessed.
Thriving, living,
that we've
laughing,
never
loving.
Dealt with toxicity of
no,
cancel
never.
Culture.
Cancel culture? Never heard of her.
Never heard of that.
Cancel culture, hardly know her.
Just like don't know what that experience is for people.
Mm-mm. It must be
it
really
seems
hard.
Rough.
Yeah. No, it seems like it's really hard.
It seems like it sucks. Seems like it sucks.
Like, you don't want to be in that position.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yes. The answer is yes. And it's shitty.
Yes. And it sucks.
The end. And it literally is the
I don't know what
end.
Else to tell you.
There's nothing else to tell you. Ain't nothing
however
else to tell you.
However bad
we dealt
you
it.
Assume it is, it's worse.
Yeah. That's true tea.
That's it.
No one under. And the thing is, no one would cancel other people. If they knew how bad
if
it was.
If they knew how bad it was.
And how bad it is on the
but
other receiving end.
They don't want to know.
No, they don't. They want to believe the truth. They want to believe their perception is true.
No.
And that's just true,
that's the truth.
But that's it for the entire confessions tag.
That was so much fun.
It actually really was. I actually really had a lot of fun. I felt like we deep dove in a couple of things.
I feel like, yeah, I learned things
I really
about
liked it.
You.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I learned things about you too.
Wow. I hope you guys did too.
Which is actually very strange because like I feel like I know you like literally like the back of your hand.
You never know till you ask.
But you never know till you ask.
You never know till you ask.
How funny.
What a gorgeous episode.
I loved it.
Thank you, thank you guys so much
for watching. We love you guys so, so, so much. Thank you for all the subscribes. Thank you for the listens, for the likes, the comments. We really, really genuinely appreciate it. We love reading you guys' comments, and we appreciate our full fam so much. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, like. And, if you're listening, same thing.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye, guys.
We love you. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.